Zimbabwe.
Lichona njani mthokazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle kwazwayi muri eZimbabwe. If you tune in right now, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related muri eZimbabwe. To everybody who's tuning in right now, welcome. If you're tuning in, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related muri eZimbabwe. Today is Tuesday, January 18, 2021. I'm your host, Mike Wolbe. Once again, Muriye Zimbabwe, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Tinomgamshira mchongo wethu chebeche DP. I go by the name of Mike Wolbe. I'm the host of The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. Namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo, tonight on The Connection, we speak to Zimbabwean youth about the Warriors' performance at the 2021 African Cup of Nations tournament that is currently underway, that is currently being played in Cameroon. Now, we're also going to be focusing on the importance of youth development when we're looking at Zimbabwe's sporting industry. Sakandiyo nyaya tshange tshize, nasa mchongwa chede chwech iki muri Zimbabwe, ilo lutaba silalo gushelo lechu, namtange skangela, eze mishalo chukuzze, nyaya shumi tambo mnika. Now, unfortunately, Zimbabwe, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. What this means is you're going to be unable to join us live as per usual, Muriye Zimbabwe. However, for those that are streaming this conversation as per usual, I urge you all continue providing us your feedback. Ngoba siyabona phela imibono yenu, siyabonga kakhulu ngemibono yenu, siyabonga wonke umuntu oshare uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Tinothenda zvikuru kune munhu wese maviki ose vanenge vachipinda pachirongwa pano panepfunyiro yeStudio 7 pachirongwa chedu chechidiki, and that share the program with their friends and family. Tinenge tichiendera mberi tichiona chirongwa neuwandu hwedu. So thank you so much to everybody who shares the program week in, week out. And for those that are always on our program, we urge you all continue pressing the like button and putting your comments, because we see it and siyabonga kakhulu. As we speak, Muriye Zimbabwe, we're broadcasting on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele Ganyelago, VOA Studio 7. And for all our YouTube fanatics, Muriye Zimbabwe, we're also broadcasting on YouTube as we speak. Our official YouTube handle is at VOA Zimbabwe. I repeat, at VOA Zimbabwe. So that's our official YouTube handle. And for those that like streaming the program on our web pages, we're available on our three web pages as we speak. www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com. So, Muriye Zimbabwe, as usual, in a call, if it is a like, I'm still going to continue. Bye, Paganze, like, do not forget to press the button so that we see what's in Mbela. Mbela, si sonke like so, to chose, pano pa nepenyere Studio 7, we're together, pano pa Studio 7, pachonga chedu chewe chipiki, yalinge Mbela, Mbela, ziluganda ba linga kofi, ufitizela, lapayo kubale wuti like. Now to delve into tonight's discussion, Muriye Zimbabwe, as usual, we like to start off our conversation with an update on COVID-19. So let's head over to the latest statistics released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 226,460 COVID-19 cases, 208,112 recoveries, and 5,258 deaths. Now, last night alone, 382 new cases were recorded, 1,010 recoveries, and 11 deaths. Now, when we talk about how many people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine, to date, 4,209,724 have taken their first jab of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 3,236,083 have taken both the first and the second jab of the COVID-19 vaccine. But now, to delve into tonight's discussion, Moria Zimbabwe, the Warriors' performance at the 2021 African Cup of Nations tournament in that is currently being played in Cameroon. Now, unfortunately, Moria Zimbabwe, the Warriors are already finding themselves in a position whereby they will not be advancing to the next round of the 2021 AFCON Games. Now, this is following the loss to Senegal in the opening fixture of the tournament. And, of course, the following week, which was the last week, where they lost to Malawi. We're going to be speaking to Zimbabwean youth about the Warriors' performance at AFCON. But the conversation is not just going to be ending there. We're going to be delving a little deeper and understanding where we are going wrong as a nation. The youth of the nation get to speak for themselves as we focus on youth development in Zimbabwean sports. So without wasting time, Moria Zimbabwe, let's head over to our first conversation that I had. I'm joined by Skype, via Skype, by Anesuma Sube. We had a conversation over the weekend whereby we were talking about the Warriors' performance. And of course, we focus on other issues, like I mentioned, amongst them being youth development in Zimbabwean sports. So let's head over to my conversation with Anesu to hear his take on what's happening in Cameroon and more.
I have so many mixed feelings about that performance. But the main one is, of course, I'm disappointed, man. Just like every Zimbabwean is, it's so disappointing. It's predictable. It's the fifth time we've been to the AFCON in the past, I don't know, 20 years. Mm-hmm. And it's the same results. It's the same. It's like, I just don't understand how we even think we might qualify from that group stage, because it just, it's not happening. It's never happened. But at the same time, I'm also confused, because I was actually impressed by the performances, some of the performances of the team. With regards to knowing that nobody gave us a chance. Let's begin there, right? Like, going into that tournament, a lot of people didn't even know most of those players on that team, right? Because soccer in COVID, you know, the league has not been, you know, playing fully. Most of those players are local players. Some key members of that team could not make it to the AFCON. You know, Marvelous Nakamba, mm-hmm. Marshall Munetsi, Kama Biliet just pulled out of the Warriors.
Right,
You know, so it was, they were wounded before they got in there. Then when you add on, the usual, issues with Zifa, we were supposed to be banned. We were not supposed to be there, you know, the whole issues with governance. I mean, there's so much things that were happening that we were not even supposed to be at the AFCON. So mm-hmm. first of all, I was actually impressed that, oh wow, we actually made it there and we could mm-hmm. field a team. And once we fielded a team, I think we played well against Senegal. We meshed them, you know. Senegal has so many stars. They play in Europe's big teams, you know, the likes of Mane and Konate. They play in the English Premier League, in France, in Germany. They have players all over, and we don't necessarily have that. But I felt like we matched them. It all boiled down to luck. We were just not lucky in that 94th minute. We also did not, you know, finish the chances that we created. But I felt like that first game, we lost it due to luck. And just, you know, it's sport. It happens. Things like that happen. But then against Malawi, that one was the, you know, there's no excuse of being beaten by Malawi, because they don't have the likes of Mane, these top players that we're talking about. They also have local players like we do. They have, you know, players playing in South Africa or just like our team. We probably have a stronger team than them. And right. that was just unexpected, and I'll say unacceptable. And again, but again, we played well in the first half. We played better than Malawi. We created so many chances, but we just couldn't finish them. And if you don't score in soccer, you get punished. Right. And then there were mistakes by the defense. They went to sleep. And again, in summary, it's just the same old Warriors, same old results. Nothing new there.
Right. Honestly, tell me something, bro. Zimbabwe as a nation has gone to produce so many stars, man. Over the years, we've got the likes of Tino Kadewere, Marvelous Nakamba, Jordan Zamora, Marshall Munetsi. If we look at the Olympics team, we had Donata Katai, Ngoni Makusha. The list is very, very long of how many star athletes were produced over the years. Now, seeing as though Zimbabwe continuously produces all these star athletes, tell me something, man. Where do we keep going wrong as a nation?
I actually think it's in a number of places. I mean, there are multiple factors why we end up in the situation we are. The first one, I think, particularly focusing on, you mentioned that we do have talent, right? But I do think that talent is in ones and twos. It's not broadly sort of widely spread. I'm mostly referring to the ability of these talented players to go and play for big teams in Europe, to go and play for, I mean, Marvelous Nakamba is doing that. He's playing at Aston Villa. Tino Kadewere is at Olympic Lyon. But it's just recently that we are starting to have maybe three or four players playing in big leagues. Back in the day, it always used to be one or two people. This current generation actually is probably the best set of players that we've ever had, right? And they've been playing together for a long time, actually, you know, since we've been going to this Africa Cup of Nations for the past three consecutive AFCONs, you know. The likes of Musona have been in that team for quite a long time now. So I think, but I still think we still lack presentation in the big leagues. We still, if we are going to ever compete against top teams in Africa, you need at least half of your team. You need to have people playing in Europe's big leagues. Mm-hmm. Because what that does already, like, it creates, I don't know, sort of a false, people start getting afraid of your team. Like, I felt like we gave Senegal so much respect. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, a player who plays at FC Platinum never has played at the AFCON before, you know, you're like, oh, I'm responsible for marking Sadio Mane today. I think there's that stage fright. There's that, because it's their first time. Some of them, a lot of the players, they were debutants at the AFCON. So it helps if you have people in the team that have been there before, that play with these players week in, week out. And it removes some of that sort of stage fright, right? So, but it all goes back to how are we identifying players, not when they are in their prime, but how do we identify players when they're still young, when they're 13 or 14? What is the academy situation looking like in Zimbabwe? Do we still have academies? And how many academies do we have? If you find a 10-year-old that is talented in soccer, where do you go to enroll them? Not just in Harare, but in Kwekwe, where I'm from, or in Bulawayo, or in Wange. Do we have structures in place where you can groom this talent? Because, like I said, I think it's good to identify this talent when they're at their peak, but it's even better to be able to identify this talent when they're still very young, like 10 and 12 or 13. And I think right now, I just don't see these structures in place. And this cuts across in so many sports other than soccer as well. Mm-hmm. Just that youth ground level development, you know, having teams playing in the ghettos, having teams right. playing in different right. Rural areas or growth points. I just don't know what it looks like. I would love to know if these things are there. I think we need to do more reporting about this kind of resources, if they are there. Because I just think that a lot of people don't even know if we have any like youth structures in these multi sort of faceted sports.
Now, as someone who has lived in America and, of course, in third world nations in Zimbabwe to be particular, you've seen the difference that investment in sports can do. Let's look at America, for example. We've got the NFL, we've got the NBA, where there's actual grassroots investments, which makes America great at these sports and dominant at these sports. Now, granted, Zimbabwe doesn't have the budget that America has, However, I'm a little more curious in terms of the commitment behind it. If Zimbabwe had such commitment in sports, do you think it would make a difference?
It is. You know, one of the frustrating things is I think a lot of fans, they just expect the Warriors to perform, right? Yeah. Or our teams to do well. We don't know what happened to them before they got on that pitch. We don't know if they're being paid. We don't know which hotel they were staying in, what type of facilities they had. We don't know if they even trained before they went to a camp or, you know, somewhere else. So things just don't happen like a miracle. There's a strategy to sports, even to sports. I take an example of, I think, the German national team. They lost the World Cup, I think, in 2006. And the country, basically, all the way from Chancellor Merkel to the Minister of Sports, whoever that was, they made a national decision to say, hey, we want to win the World Cup in the next 8 to 10 years. What do we do? Let's make sure that every team, every club has junior structures that start from even 5 to 8 year olds, 8 to 12 year olds, 12 to, you know, these different bands. And I think the government even started supporting, putting money to support these clubs to do this and almost enforcing them to like, hey, this is a national project. Mm-hmm. It's not just up to Dynamos or up to Highlanders or up to Caps. It's almost like a top-down approach, which needs to come even from the president all the way to the Minister of Sports. And because teams need support, they don't have the money. The fans as well, I don't think we're funding or supporting these clubs to an extent that they can be able to do that. So I don't know how we can just expect miracles to happen, to just expect our players to perform at the elite high level when in actual fact, they do not have the resources or the structures in place that can enable them to perform at that extreme high level. So I think it's everyone's role, particularly starting with the powers be, with the government. They need to fund, structure, strategize, plan grassroots level sports, our stadiums, our facilities. You know, you're speaking about here in the US, like it's so easy to just, there's so many fields, open fields that are open to the public. These fields are managed by government. Again, it comes back to the powers be, right? When you talk about young people playing soccer in high fields or in Warren Park or in Bizo, where do they play? Where are the facilities? Where are the youth centers that we used to have back in the day in the 90s where you have facilities to play basketball, to play tennis, to play any of these sports? It just starts from there. If you don't have the facilities, how are you going to, you know, even train or play the game if the facilities are not there?
Now, you briefly mentioned Zifa earlier on. So I want to talk a little more about sporting or governing bodies in Zimbabwe. Zifa, for example, has had so many challenges over the years. In actual fact, up until recently, like you mentioned earlier on, the Warriors almost didn't make it to AFCON because of challenges that Zifa's facing. Do you think the challenges faced by these administrative boards, Zifa, the SRC, do you think the challenges that they face affect sports in general in Zimbabwe?
They absolutely do. And, you know, if you were to ask players, I could challenge you, Mike, to maybe one day bring, you know, a Warriors player on the show. And I'm sure, you know, people are afraid to actually, you know, talk about exactly what is going on. But the truth is, if you were to ask players, they have so much complaints. They have so much things that they complain about with Zifa. I mean, the fact that Kamabilia pulled out just before the AFCON, it shows you that there's something else happening behind the scenes that is frustrating players. And of course, it affects them. And then we cannot just expect them to miraculously perform at the top level when there are things that are going on sort of behind the scenes. And it's not a secret, right? Like that Zifa has been having troubles, and then the SRC had to go in and disband it. This happens time and time again. And of course, you know, that trickles down to the staff, and it trickles down to the actual players. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I think yes, to answer your question, yes, everything else that is happening behind the scenes is affecting the results on the pitch. Cool.
Now let's talk a little more about investment in the sporting sector. During AFCON, we saw banks like FBC Bank pledging thousands of dollars, pledging cars, pledging houses, on condition that the Warriors, of course, come home with the cup, with the AFCON cup. Now, obviously, we know with one more game to go, the Warriors are already out of contention. The Warriors are already not going to be winning the cup. However, I'm a little more curious about the pledges behind it or the investment behind the Warriors. What is your take on corporate companies investing in sports in Zimbabwe?
It's super important, like I mentioned, and not just corporates, us as fans, you know, at an individual level, like what contribution are we making to our teams? But of course, corporates, it becomes even a bigger responsibility for them to do that. And like you mentioned, I applaud them, you know, pledging if we win, we'll buy you houses, there were so many pledges that come in. My challenge to those kind of pledges is we don't need them at the AFCON. We need them before the players go to the AFCON. We need those funding pledges. We need those people who are saying, oh, I want to support the Warriors. Support them before they go there, right? It's before you get to the tournament that the money is needed, not after you win, like as if, you know, you're bribing your players to like, hey, if you win, I'll give you this. Like, of course, incentives are great. Everyone wants to have an incentive to win. But I think my challenge is that involvement shouldn't come last minute. Almost you almost feel like at that point, you're not too sure which one is genuine and which one is just being done as PR, right? Mm-hmm. The genuine funding should come at grassroots level. These companies you're talking about, they should be going to local clubs, to Dynamos, to Highlanders. Like, hey, how can we support your youth structures? They should go to local sports centers, youth centers. Hey, how can we help to renovate, you know, this basketball court or this swimming pool that has been lying idle for 10 years? It's there that their support is much needed. Because it's those facilities and structures that will help us you know, develop talent and ultimately compete with the rest of the world.
I was talking to Zakanaka Mkoma and I assume that him was the Ayane Rumiroa Maine Shona and it. Chotangapa and Yaich Quata Chema Warriors. Tipeo Moundre, you know, Matambra, which is Quatage, Ku Cameroon, Woku, Mutambue Afcon.
Ah, Yama Warriors, Yaino Payamo. Inyano Rwadza and the Shorwadza and the Chekuti Asama Warriors Chete Zimuzaka Wandisa Maspotaga Wandisa Anobaya Moyo Kanokazwa into Gravity Zimbabwe and the Shorwadza. Takarwadzi was Kuru Neguji Yoko Takai for Malawi. Panam Nangashi Bofungera with Malawi in Gatiji. Tisngadu Zigisira Malawi in any way. I see Chikwata Shedu. Chaka Simba kudarika chikwata cheMalawi. Tine vatambi vanotambira team dzakasimba kuEurope. Malawi haina vatambi vakaita sevavo. Ende matambiro atakaita takagona bhora risingaiti asi taitadza kumisa, taitadza kugohwesa. Ende mumutambo wenhabvu ukasamwisa bhora hauhwini. Hapana kuhwina kwaunoita. Saka zvakarwadza kudyiwa neMalawi asi andinofunga kuti takatamba kwazvo patakatamba neSenegal. Senegal chikwata chakasimba zvikuru chine vatambi vanotambira matimu akaita sana Liverpool, Crystal Palace, even vana Paris Saint-Germain kuFrance. Isusa hatina vatambi vakawanda kudaro mumatimu akadaro. Saka asi takamisidzana navo kusvika pa 94 minutes iri 0-0. Takazongoitawo munyama wepenalty yakapuhwa Senegal nekubatwa kwakaita bhora. Asi ndinofunga kuti vakomana vakatamba bhora nemoyo wose, vakatamba nemakwanisiro avaikwanisa kuita, especially given mamiriro anga akaita mapreparations avo ekuenda kuAFCON nezvanga zvichiitika behind the scenes kuzifa nemapreparations eAFCON. Ndinofunga kuti vakatamba nomazvo asi kutamba nomazvo hakubatsiri kana muchibuda mugrupu. Mutournament chinodiwa kuwina nekuprocedure kuenda kumarounds. And atisati takwanisa kuita saizvozvo for 5 times dzataenda kuAfcon. Out in the UAE, tinobuda mugrupu.
Mkomani, chinonzo wanyanji mnyaya ze mitambo, pamweche sinema tsigiriwe maori ya sine mitambo ya kasi ya nasi ya na Mzimbabwe. Wachiti zhuruku itika kukamerunu, zhuruo ratiza kuti Mzimbabwe, tukusanga na kano takatari sana na matambu zuka akati one day mnyaya ze mitambo. Tipe yu maundre yu ni shenyaye.
Aywa, ndizo zochaizu. Zhukuti manungozo blema nekushoropodza maWarriors zvinonzwisisika nokuti anenge akapfeka jezi ndiye anenge ndionengwa akamirira nyika saka kutsamwa kwevanhu nekupopota kwevanhu kunozongoenda pama players akatamba ikoko o nema coach vana nomen mapezo asi chokwadi ndechekuti zvakawanda zvinozoita kuti tisvike patakasvika ipapo. Atisi kupa attention yakakwana kuma sports edu Mzimbabwe. Atisi kuma structures eku developa talent arikuita achidzikira. Ma clubs atina wa Mzimbabwe vana Dynamos, vana Islanders, vana Capes United avachisina ma junior structures avaimbo vana wakudara yekuti waiziva kuti unotanga uri kuma under 10 uenda kuma under 12 uenda kuma under 15 uenda kuma under 20 under 21 zvese izvi zvinhu zvinofanira kunge zvichiitika izvezvi kana muchizoda kuwina tournaments let's say in 4 years kana kuti in 8 years saka ndinoona kuti senyika yes kudyiwa kwatinonoita kuAfcon haisi nyaya yekungoti kocha agone or maWarriors agone asi zvinotoratidza kuti pane zvakawanda zvatiri kufanira kugadzirisa munyika kunyaya yekudevelopa matalents because chinorwadza ndechekuti matarenda ariko tine vanhu vanogona bhora tine vanhu vanogona masports akawanda asi senyika chii chatiri kuita kuti timeke sure kuti matarenda aya anorealiza potential yavo kusvika pathe maximum. Tinofanira kunge tichiinvest in infrastructure. Tinofanira kunge tichiinvest in ma junior structures edu. And handisi kunyatsoziva kuti zvinhu zvakadai zviri kuitika here pari zvino. And kana zviri kuitika, handifungi kuti zviri kushambadzwa zvakakwana such that nyika yese iri kuziva kuti kana ndine mwana ane 10 years anogona bhora, ndinoenda naye kupi? Ndinomujoinisa academy ipi kana ndichigara kukwekwe kana ndichigara kugweru kana ndichigara kwamutare ndeipi academy yandinokwanisa kuendesa mwana wangu kuti anotanga kutrainiwa nekugumiwa ariko
mabata nyaya yeinvestment mukoma anesu tichiona kuti zvabva kuitika panga reFPC ranga richiti aiwa chikwata chemaori achikabudirira tikadzoka nemukombe weAfcon vanga vakatarisira kuvapa dzimba, motikari, pamwechete nemamwe mabonus, thousands ema US dollars. Same tsigiri weMaWarriors, nyaya iyi munoitambira sei?
Investment inobatsira. Sezvatataura kuti mastadium anofanira kunge ari mucondition. Ma junior structures anofanira kunge achi zvese izvozvo zvinoda mari ende tinoziva kuti matimu edu haana mari pari zvino. Ende harisi basa remakambani chete, zvinobva kwatiri even isusu mafans acho. Tiri kuendere kuma team edu tichinobhadhara ma guest taking fees. Tiri kusupportere team edu tichipa ma donations, tichipa funding. Asi obvious responsibility yehombe kufunding ne investment inozouya kuma company mahombe sezvamataura kuti bank ABC. Ini challenge yangu kwavari ndeyekuti mari iyoyo ngaisauya kana vanhu vava kuAfcon chete. Ngaisauya ichiita senge semubhejo. Kuti ndiri kubheja kuti ukawina ndichakupa mari. Mari iyoyo ngaiuye maplayers asati aenda kuAfcon. Mari iyoyo ngaiuye kupreparation ibetsere kuprepare kuenda kuAfcon. Mari iyoyo ngaiuye kuma local teams ibatsire ma local teams ne infrastructure ne ma stadium. Mari iyoyo ngaiende kuma communities, kuma youth center. Kune ma basketball courts kuya, kune ma tennis courts, kune ma swimming pool. ikoko ndokofanha kunge kuchinda mare atisi kuti ngairege kuuya kana vanhu vahwina ngaiuye asi ndinofunga kuti it's less important kupa vanhu dzimba nemota kana vahwina than kuisa mari kuti kumastructures ekuti zvichavabatsira kuti vanohwina. Right, so I think pane misplacement ye priorities. Sezvo unozoona kuti hauzonyatsozivi kuti vari genuine here kuda kupa vanhu mari or vakungozviitira PR nokuti maAfcon munhu wese ari kuona, munhu wese achaziva kuti oh ningati achapa vanhu mari. Ngavaape mari izvezvi vasati vaenda kuAfcon kugadzirira AFCON iri kutevera. Nokuti tinge tiri pastand iri nani tive nemukana.
Now, honestly, let's wrap up here. In closing, what parting words would you have for Zimbabwe's Ministry of Sports, the fans, and of course, the youth?
You know, when Kirsty Coventry was appointed, I was super excited because she's been at the top level of sports, and she understands what kind of investments needs to be done in sports for you to be able to end up going to the Olympics and win a gold. She knows. Right. Knows the work that needs to be done to get to that level. That same energy needs to be spread out, not just in swimming, in soccer, in football, in basketball, in tennis, right? Right now, our grassroots infrastructures are not at the levels that we need to be. I'm from Kwekwe. I'm from Bizo in Kwekwe. We used to go at a youth center in Bizo 1 on Bizo 2. Those youth centers, they have not been renovated. The government has not been, the municipalities, the local government has not been making sure that kids, young kids, have adequate spaces where they can go and practice and play the sports that they need to. So I think there needs to be a national strategy, a national focus, and not just from the Minister of Sports, to be fair. I think even beyond that, all the way from the President and the Vice President, there needs to be a national consensus on how do we invest in our sports? How do we invest in our young people? Because sports miracles sometimes happen, but there is a strategy and a structure in developing winning teams. And right. I don't think we quite have that strategy and structure at the moment. So I just encourage them. I encourage Kirsty Coventry, the minister, to apply the same kind of investments that went into her ending up winning a gold medal and see how that can be transferred to sort of other sports. This also goes to us in general. I think as Zimbabweans, we need to find ways to identify young talent because we have young talented players in multiple sports. At schools, we need to have ways to identify these young talented sports personnel. And then from there, you find ways to channel them to the right resources that they need. Like I mentioned earlier, where are the academies that train juniors? Where do you take your child who's good at basketball when they're 13 years old in Harare? Where do you take them? I think there needs to be almost like a database or basically letting people know what are the existing youth structures in Zimbabwe right now? And if not, how can we start building this? Because we need them if we are going to expect to have any results at a global, at sort of a global stage. And then for just ordinary young people, young Zimbabweans, I think it almost falls on you to start looking for where you can develop your talent, right? Whether you need to take it to another city or you need to take it to another country, to South Africa or to Europe, I think it ends up falling on parents and actual young people to look for these opportunities beyond just where you are. If where you are does not have sort of, the kind of resources that you need to go to that stage. So I think everyone needs to be involved. The fans, the Minister of Sports, the clubs, and everyone. Because as we know, we were all watching the Warriors. Everyone was looking at the Warriors because we're invested, but we just don't need to be invested only at the AFCON. We need to be invested before we go to the AFCON. We need to be invested in the grassroots levels. And I think that's just my my challenge to everyone, really. And it's not one person's responsibility, but I think it's a collective responsibility.
Well, I'm Tsakazo Mohle, Zimbabwe Mohle, stand up bonga, Anesu Masube, thank you there to Anesu Masube, one of the commentators that we brought onto the program, Obe Tinta ngempela ngokugcweleyo umbono wakhe ngalokho okwenzakalayo kwele Cameroon esizayo, yena njengosakhulayo, njengesizalwane seZimbabwe, njengomsekelo omkhulu weqembu lama-Warriors, akacabanga ngempela ngendlela iqembu lama-Warriors lidlale ngakhona kwele Cameroon. Kuhlelo or ku-tournament AFCON, the African Cup of Nations. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi njengelizwe sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi uhulumende kamongameli kaMaseli Mnangagwa ugatsha olukhangela ngezemidlalo, ezamasiko kanye nezabatsha, i-Ministry of Youth, Sports, Arts and Culture. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi sokumele bafake imali eningi kwezemidlalo ukubona ukuthi youth development, kule sports development elizweni. Likubona njani lokho Zulu kandaba? Bhalana imibono yenu kukhasi lethu le Facebook ku-VOA Ndebele. Silokhu sikudaba lunye muri eZimbabwe. Was on the same discussion of our sports development and youth development in Zimbabwe's sporting sector. I also reached out to another sports analyst. His name is Briske Ncube, to hear his thoughts. I once again, just like I did with Anesu, we start off talking about Cameroon and head over to sports development in the country. Let's hear what Briske had to say.
Hello, Brother Mike. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be part of this show tonight. Just in one word or in two words, the performance, disappointing and heartbreaking. You know, this time we had all the hopes that probably the male soccer team is going to do us proud. But alas, we are already out of the tournament. Same trend, same scenario that is continuing to happen over the years. So, yeah, the performance is far, far, far from what we could have expected as a nation.
But for, yes, over the years, Zimbabwe has gone to produce so many different stars. You know, Kirsty Coventry is one of those stars. And if we're talking about current active people, the young Olympics team that went to the Olympics last year, Donata Katai, Ngoni Makusha. If we're looking at the Warriors team, we've got the likes of Jordan Zamora, Marshall Munetsi, Marvelous Nakamba. We've got so many stars before who are doing so many great things in the world. And so considering the fact that we've got so many young people doing amazing things in the sporting realm and worldwide, where do we keep going wrong as a country? Where do we keep going wrong, Bafo?
Bafo, Zimbabwe has got talent. But I would be open with you. That is exactly where we are missing it as a nation. We do not have sports development facilities or programs in our country. We are relying much on natural talent and individual talent. And we are not putting any investment in terms of bringing up or in nurturing and grooming this talent that we have. We are only concerned about the end result after probably these people have thrived, they've tried their own means to develop as best athletes. Then we are now relying on that. But us as a country, we have no structures in place that are supporting sports development. I would tell you, if you want to see, I would refer to the Warriors squad current. How many under 23 players are in that squad? And already, that tells you a story that we really don't have a development program in our country that allows young people to be groomed to take up sports. Professional. For example, no grassroots sport currently, ever since the COVID-19 pandemic, no grassroots development sport that is happening. And for your own information, that is where the solution to the sporting crisis in our country lies. For example, Prince Dube is probably the youngest in the current squad. probably, and this Mapisa guy who is best in Spain. But look already how many under 25 players are there in that squad. We don't have that grooming platform in our country.
Now, again, I talk with Nabalandeli, big friend of my Warriors. You know, I've spoken to a couple of Warriors fanatics, and I've also spoken to a couple of not just football analysts, but just sporting experts in general, who have highlighted one thing, is that the performance, the Warriors' performance in Cameroon, for them is reflective of a mismanagement in Zimbabwean sports. What is your take on that? Do you think there's a relationship between the two?
Thank you for that one, Bafo. Yeah, I would partly agree with everyone who is saying that there is a problem of poor sports management. And my question, or my recommendation already, without maybe wanting to dig deeper into the details of poor sports management, to me, I think it's high time our sporting bodies be managed by sports people, especially our Zifa board. It's high time we have people who have been in football by performance and by practice who are even qualified in terms of professional qualification in terms of sports management. Because this habit of us maybe just giving the room to chances and people who are after money to run these sporting bodies, we will always try fail as a country, because these people, they are coming here to be employed, but the passion of sport is not in their hearts. So it's high time the Penjanis, the Peters, the Ezra Miandoros, the Moses Chungas, the Matindas, to take up these leadership positions in our sporting bodies. I would appeal to the government that let sports be managed by sports people, no political interference. If ever the government would want to interfere, let it interfere in terms of financial injection and even lobbying and putting in place structures or infrastructure that allows sports to thrive, sports to develop in our country.
Now, I want to talk a little about investment in sports. Now, if we look at, for example, me, I live in America, where there's grassroots level investment in sports. So if we talk about the NFL and we talk about the NBA, they've got grassroots level investments. They go to young schools, Ekasi. They go to, private schools from a very young age. They start grooming the talent, which has allowed America to be very dominant in the sports that they are well known for, especially when we talk about leagues such as the NBA. Do you think such commitment is there in Zimbabwe? And if not, do you think such commitment would help in Zimbabwe?
But for true, lack of commitment is probably one of the challenges that we have as a nation. And I think you could change a little bit. If the government can be fully committed in supporting sport and developing sport, taking sport as an industry that needs serious investment, that needs even proper budget allocation, then you would notice that you could go far as a country. The government is supposed to put in place proper policies that are pro-sport, proper infrastructure that allows skills development, that allows sports development. Then they are also supposed to bring on board the corporate world, do proper sports investment. If we do that, if we have the same commitment, it's only an issue of commitment that is lacking. Because the talent we have, but what is lacking is commitment. And I will tell you that the challenge that we have in Zimbabwe is that politics overrides everything. And that is the main challenge. Because in most cases, where politics interferes with our sport, where politics interferes with everything in a country, then we begin to have a challenge.
Hi, iskhathi sesiyo mangoyi briski. Time is running out here for our conversation. However, in closing, before being told to give a little ngokuphosela amazwi amabili amathathu ngolimi lukamama ngesindebele, explaining to our Ndebele audience, ubachazisela okuningi ukuthi ukubona njani lokhu, njalo kuyini okumele kwenzeke ekwele Zimbabwe ukubona ukuthi silakho ukuthuthukisa imidlalo yethu njengelizwe.
Okokuqala, number one, yikuthi i-government should revive or start nxa ingakazi kwenza i-sports development kusukisela ku-grassroots level. Sifuna ukubabona emakhaya bedinga abantwana abalesipho sebhora to nurture and groom them to become proper athletes, be it from cricket, be it from hockey, be it from rugby, be it soccer, be it athletics, be it boxing. Akudingwa abantu from the grassroots level and kwenziwe i-proper development eyama-sporting people from the grassroots. Inkinga yethu ukuthi sithatha i-sport as an entertainment. Ngiyacela, ngiyancenga njalo, let sport be taken as an industry. Let sport be taken seriously as a proper profession that needs grooming. If academics are taught from ECD, let sport also be taught from that tender age. Let the people be developed from that tender age. I know asla infrastructure, ngeyinto. Government should invest in infrastructural development, e-sport. Currently, we only have Babaville Stadium and the National Sports Stadium as the two FIFA-approved stadiums in Zimbabwe. Konoko in itself, it shows that we are still far as a country. If we can't manage to even put in place a proper stadia in our country, then we have a challenge. So government should put more resources in these things. Lobby and lure the corporate sector ukuthi baje come on board, ukuze bancedisane lohulumeni ukudevelopa lokho. Number three, mina okunye engingakucela ukuthi njengelizwe ngasizithembeni kumbe sithembe esikuproducayo. Yabona sile talent eZimbabwe, but inkinga yethu yukuthi asifuni ukulisebenzisa. Nxa singafaka ama-resources ebafanele abancane ekuthini sibagrome, for example, mina I'll keep on referring to this. Okunye okwenza ukuthi khona khathe sidliwe yikuthi we are using third horses. Third horses, abasebefuna ukuthi badlale ama 10 minutes baphumule, but yibo esiloku esibathembile as the core of our team. Yet we could do better. So asizameni ukuthi khona sithathe sport serious. Okunye okumele sikwenze, let's separate i-sport le-politics. Asivumeleni i-sport to be sport and be managed ngabantu be-sport without interference from politics. I-sport is a unifying factor. Lanxa singaba divided njani as a country, but sport is one thing that can unite us. So if we could utilize this, we could probably find national cohesion built on sport. Our economy could even thrive through the gaming industry. Nxa singakwazi to pursue this avenue ngendlela eyiyo, singenza njalo, we are going to thrive. Bafo, thank you for having me in this discussion.
Well, Zulu Gandaba, sithanda ukubonga uBriski Ncube ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo muri eZimbabwe mangamtshinzwa. Wechidiki chitshwara cheZimbabwe naye ari mutsigiri wechikwata chemaWarriors, uyezve ari nyanzvi munyaya dzemitambo achitsanangura maondo ake. Briski was agreeing with a lot of sentiments that Anesu was passing there. Achiti aiwa nemaondo ake pane zvizhinji zvinofanirwa kugadziriswa munyika patinotarisa nyaya dzemitambo. Achiti aiwa chakakosha ndechekuti hurumende itange kushanda nemazvo mukusimudzira vechidiki kana kuti zvikwata zvakanangana zvine zvirongwa zvakanangana nekusimudzira vechidiki munyaya dzemitambo. But now, this conversation wouldn't be much without speaking to some of the people who are actually on the ground working with the youth of the nation. Let's head over to a clip that we have are courtesy of Shine Agwangwaba of Nyami Nyami Soccer Academy Trust, whereby they're explaining some of the works that they're doing in terms of uplifting the youth of the nation and what they're attempting to do. We also have a conversation with Shine that I'm going to give you, whereby he's explaining more in terms of the challenges that they're facing. But first up, let's hear from Shine and his academy and some of the young people that are playing under his academy.
Nyam Nyam Soccer Academy Trust. We are working with these under 15 boys from Nyam Nyam Soccer Academy Trust. They are appealing for some soccer jerseys and some balls to all those well-wishers, individuals or organizations. Please feel free to donate us some soccer boots, soccer jerseys, even some balls or anything in kind. We are free to receive anything because the academy is still starting and we don't have some resources. So Nyam Nyam Soccer Academy Trust will be happy to get some donations to assist these youngsters who are underprivileged.
My name is Lise Matiang. I play for Nyam Nyam Soccer Academy under 15 boys. I wish if we can get funding in form of football kits and other training equipment for the academy. Thank you.
My name is Rufara Chambok. I play for Nyam Nyam Soccer Academy under 15 boys. I wish if you can get funding in form of football kits and other training equipment for the academy. Thank you.
My name is Rich Womfet. I play for Nyam Nyam Academy. I wish to be scouted.
Well, that's some of the work that they're doing at Nyami Nyami Academy Trust. But once again, as I mentioned earlier on, we have a conversation with Shine. And let's head over to that conversation that we have with Shine as we wrap up Chirongwa Chiruchewe Chibiki. Tinzwega Upsi, Varukita Basarakaita, say what kind of the work are they doing at Nyami Nyami Soccer Academy Trust.
Ndinotenda chose mukoma Mike nokundi ita kuti ndive ndiri muchirongwa chenyu panguva ino ndinotenda chose nokugamuchira. Nyami Nyami Soccer Academy Trust takaivamba mugore ra2014. Isusu vana varume nevakadzi vekuno kunyami nyami takaona kuti zviri nani tivambe sangano renyami nyami Soccer Academy Trust sezvo takaona kuti tiri kusaririra munyaya dzenhabvu. Makore mazhinji apfuura zvipo zvaingoenda munhu achigona nhabvu achitamba bhora remagala nematimu ekuno asi achingonzi anogona bhora ozongokwegura munhu chipo chisina achiona. Saka takazogara pasi tikaona kuti tiregiste Nyami Nyami Soccer Academy Trust mugore ra2014. Saka sezvo taive tisina zvikwanisiro zvakakwana uye nemagwaro okuti tive tichioparata munzvimbo yatiri yokuno kunyami nyami, Nyami Nyami Soccer Academy Trust iri kuno kunyami nyami kukariba rural. Takaganurwa neLake Kariba. Saka isusu tiri kuoparata tiri kumaruzevha kunonzi kunyami nyami. Tinoparata kumawards 12 mawards anosanganisira Chalala kunoburikira kugache gache.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru samukoma Shine nekupinda muchirongwa. Tiudzeiwo kamukoma Shine ndachikumbokunzanangurire kune vateereri zvizere kuti sangano renyu kana kuti chikwata chenyu chenyami nyami kana kuti academy yenyami nyami iri kubatsira sei. Vechidiki vemunharaunda yenyu.
Chirongwa chedu chiri kunyanyobatsira zvakanyanya uye vechidiki vari kuchigamuchira mayouth sezvo patakavamba chirongwa chenyama yemusoka Academy Trust vakabva vaona kuti pavhurika mukana wekuti kune avo vari kumhuri dzakasaririra vasingakwanisi kutenga zvikwanisiro zvakaita semashooters kana nhumbi dzokutrenesa vakabva vatambira danho iri sezvo vanoziva kuti isu tichange tichivabatsira tikaona mwana anogona bhora chero ari kuchalala chero ari kumakande kana kwamusamba tinomutora tomubatsira. Saka mayouth ari kubatsirikana. Chimwezve chavari kubatsirikana nacho ndechekuti pane kuti vaite zvemisikanzwa zvokudhakwa nokusuta zvinodhaka kana kuti kuita zvokukurumidza kuroora vari kufara vachiti kana tikava tichishanda navo munyaya dzenhabvu vachawana mukana wokuti vave vachikonsentireta kuita zvenhabvu hapana zvokuita misikanzwa. Uyezve vachange vachiita self help programs akaita sana nutrition gardening poultry projects zvokuti vabatsirikane sezvo havasi ndivo vese vangave vachizotengwa. Tinogona kuzotengesa pamwe munhu 1 pagore kana vaviri Saka vamwe vechidiki vanenge vasina kukwanisa kuwana mukana wekutorwa nemaclubs kana maacademies ari muZimbabwe kana kunze vachenge vachibatsirikana nemaprojects yavo.
Ndachikumbira kuti mudzi vachereri zvizere nezvezvirongwa zvamuinazvo.
Tine zvirongwa zvakawanda zvatinazvo muNyamunyami Soccer Academy Trust. Tine ma under 13, ma under 15 nema under 17 boys vatinawo. Tine humwe hurongwa zvakare hwekuti makochi mamwe atiri kushanda nawo vari kutibatsira on voluntary basis. Vamwe vane malevel 1, vamwe malevel 2 coaching certificates. Saka tine hurongwa zvakare hwekuti mawards edu ari 12 ekureserva kuno kumaruwa. Tive tichishanda nemasangano akaita sana Sports Education Commission ana Zifa kuti titraine makochi edu anowanika ari munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Titraine zvakare mareferee ane hunyanzvi achanga achibatsira vana vedu kuti vave vachibata nhabvu yemazuva ano, nokuti mune zvenhabvu zvizhinji zvachinja. Mitemo yebhora iri kuchinja zuva rega rega. Saka tichange tine hurongwa kuti vanhu vachienda kunotrenwa. Tine hurongwa zvakare hwekuti tikazowana zvikwanisiro zvakakwana vana vedu tinenge tichienda navo kune yatinoti maexchange visits kunana Dynamos kana kunana Isis Academy kuti vanoitwa inonzi orientation yokuti vaone kuti zviri kuitika ikoko zvakamira sei. Kana tazoda kuenda naye kana ku ZPC kunomutengesa, anenge ari mwana anenge akanyatsogadzirwa zvakanaka. Ndinovimba takamboendesa vana kaviri ku ZPC for trials, asi nenyaya yekuti vanonosangana nevana maquality players vanobva kunana Prince Edward, kunana Chaplin, kunana kuharare kune mamwe maclubs akaita sana Dynamos nana Chikenini. Saka vedu vanongonzi haipuwa quality, ngavangodzoka zvavo. Saka tiri kuti rwendo runo tiri kuda kuti tivabike vaibve tikaenda navo vanonyatsoonekwa pasina zvekuzonzi vana ava ngavadzoke vanototengwa.
Kune vateereri vangada kuziva kuti vangakubatsirai sei mukusimudzira zvirongwa zvenyu. Ndachikumbira kuti vaudzewo zvizere.
Sezvo tichiri sangano richiri kutanga tisina zvekushandisa zvakakwana, tiri kurarama nenyaya yevanhuwo vane tsiyenyoro vanenge vachitibatsira. Sezvo tine masubcommittees muzvikoro, kumavillages, kumawadzi kwatiri uku, tinotenda kanzuru yedu enyamunyami Rural District Council nemakanselers acho vazhinji vakatisapota zvakare, vakatipa gwaro rekushandira pamwe navo re5 years rinonzi memorandum of understanding. Saka tinoti kana kuine varipo vanenge vakateerera ikoko vari muZimbabwe, vari kunze kwenyika vakanditeerera izvezvi, tiri kuti seNyamunyami Soccer Academy Trust veduwe tiri kutsvaga rubatsiro. Vangave vanhu zvavo vakazvimiririra vemabhizimusi, mamwe masangano enhabvu vakaita sana Dynamos kana ari kunze kwenyika, tiri kukumbira rubatsiro. Rungave ruri rubatsiro rwemafootball kits, rungave rubatsiro rwemari, sezvo tine youth friendly center yatakapiwa yatinayo kumola yatoda kuvandudza kuti pave pachichengeterwa vana ipapo, pachiitwa zvese zvikwanisiro zvokuti vave vachikwikwidzana nenhabvu yanhasi chaiyo pasina kusaririra. Saka isusu veNyamunyami Soccer Academy Trust tinowanika paFacebook page yedu inonzi Nyamunyami Soccer Academy Trust. Then tine website yedu yatina vanenge vachida kutishanyira pawebsite yedu inonzi www.nyamunyamiacademy.co.zw. vanenge vachida kutibata zvepanhare kutifonera, vanotibata pa 0773 757 013. Ndodzokorora zvakare nhare mbozha 0773 757 013. Ndinotenda nokundiisa muchirongwa mukoma hove kana paine vakateerera vari muZimbabwe nekunze kwenyika panguva ino. Ndinotenda nokundipa mukana wamandipa, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Well, dzezulukandaba ndisandukuzwa ingxoxo esiyenze lo Shine Gwangwaba we-academy eNyamunyami ngale eMashonaland West, lapho bale-academy ejonge ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. Hhayi ngempela uyasho ngempela ukuthi khanya ngale elizweni kuyahlupha indaba isimo somnotho esenza ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi labo baqhubekele phambili ngenhlelo zabo. So that was Shine Gwangwaba of our Nyamunyami Academy Trust. Earlier on, we played a small clip of some of their players that they were talking about, and who are all talking about the infrastructure that they have and the challenges that they're facing as a academy, as a soccer academy. At Mike Robe underscore is my Twitter and Instagram username for those that are looking to come on to the show, or for those that are looking to catch up with me, you can catch up with me there. My name is Zimbabwe. My time is here. My time up is here. Let's meet same time, same place. Muri Zimbabwe, so shangana ngevige zayo. Ole balisayo. Ngenjabulu. Ika mongu maikove. Tuakazo moshe. Zimbabwe moshe. Bye-bye.